Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is TJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, TJ. My name is Mary Bielman. I live in Kingston, New York. Am I reaching somebody in my area?
Yes, yes, you actually are.
Okay, because I saw the area code was 855.
Yes, so that's actually it's an 800 number. It's not necessarily just, you know, it's our... Have you ever seen where you do like 800 or 866?
Yeah. Okay.
The 855 is similar.
845 is my area code in Kingston.
Indeed.
So I thought it would be yours too. So.
No worries. It's just that we prefer having like an 800 number that you can reach us no matter what, and we have a memorable number.
Well, I was trying to. I've gotten several. Things in the mail about this, and I think I want to try it. So I went on the Archtop Fiber, you know, the thing that comes up Steps Away, and it says if you don't see your address, you know, put it in there. So I did that.
Okay.
And then the questions that come up, I wasn't quite sure about, you know, what it meant. Build my plan. Okay, so it comes build my plan. And it says, keep going with the order, pick your internet speed, add-ons, whatever, whatever. And so I'm continuing. And then it says, 1 gig fiber internet, 2 gig fiber internet. I have Spectrum right now because that is all that is available in our area.
Correct. So actually, we are local to Kingston. We are headquartered in Kingston. As a matter of fact, so we are a fiber internet company where it is cables that are made up of fiber optic wires that provide service much faster than coaxial, which is what cable companies use.
I don't know what speed I have with Spectrum, but I know on your stream, on their thing that I got in the mail, it says $69.99 a month, 1 gig.
Correct. So that's if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing and with your checking account. You would get a $10 discount for 2 years,
but
no contracts.
But when I look at the thing online here, it says 1 gig fiber internet save an additional 10 months, blah, 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 blah. At the end, it says $79.99 a month.
Yes, because you get the $10 discount if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing with your checking account.
Okay.
So the regular price is $79.
Okay, so it says phone service can be added.
Yes. So we do offer home phone.
And how much is the phone?
How much is the home phone?
Added?
Yes. So the home phone is $24.99 a month.
Wow, that's more than Spectrum. I wouldn't be saving any money.
I do apologize for that. We do offer the faster speed, and we also offer the phone service if you wanted it at $25 a month with on top of the $79.99. But the $79.99, you would be saving $10 off if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing through your checking account.
Okay, because my phone bill with Spectrum for my landline phone, I think it's like $19 a month, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the prices of Spectrum, unfortunately. I do apologize for that.
Okay, so it says equipment included, free whole home Wi-Fi, professional installation, unlimited data. Okay, so the free whole home Wi-Fi, I have a cable box and I have a modem.
Okay, so we don't provide we don't provide TV service, but what we do is we do include the modem and router in our pricing so that you don't have like a $10 a month rental fee or anything like that. That's fully included in our price.
The router also?
Yes.
Aha, okay. And since I have been with Spectrum, I was with them when they were Time Warner Cable. So
yes,
I've been with them
I used to have Time Warner for a long time.
So my email address is themans@hvc.rr.com. Can I still use that same email address?
If you still have access to that email address, I mean, that would definitely be a Spectrum question. That if you were
Or
to
would I
cancel.
have to get a whole new, would I have to, because my email is with Spectrum, so how do I get it from Spectrum over to ArchTop Fiber?
So we don't provide an email address or access for an email. I mean, I personally use Google or Gmail or Hotmail. That's what I've had for many, many years, and they are free of charge. I don't get those through like a subscription or anything. That would definitely be a Spectrum question, unfortunately, to see if you would still have access to that email even if you no longer had service with them.
Okay, because that would be a problem. I've got everything stored on there.
I do understand that
Oh,
dilemma as well, because I would hate to lose my email too.
okay, so if I went with your internet service with ArchTop, and I got rid of my cable TV, I could use something like a Fire Stick or Roku.
Absolutely.
So the only question that I have now is, the phone service, to add the phone service, and can I use my email that I have had forever?
Yes, that would be the email address once again would be a Spectrum email a Spectrum question, because I wouldn't know whether or not you would still have access even if you canceled service with them. So that would
Aha.
definitely be something to find out through Spectrum.
Okay. It's frustrating, especially for a senior citizen like
Oh,
me.
I know. I helped my mother for so many years with all of the cable questions. She had trouble switching from the Fire Stick to her cable box, and so I was always the one she would call. So I know exactly what you mean with the difficulties of, whether or not you would still have access, especially when you're so used to something.
Yeah, I would have to probably get another account, and then I don't know how I would get the information that's on my Spectrum email, all the files and everything, how I would load that over onto the new one. That's what I'm thinking, because I would have to do that because I've got all those files over
Yes,
there.
absolutely. Especially if you have files that are being stored on there.
Yeah.
It would be a good idea to download the emails and put them onto like a either on your computer, or you could save them to a USB drive. You do have the ability to download the emails. I do know that much. I just don't know how Spectrum works as far as their email inbox goes. But at least with my Gmail, I can download specific emails that I need, and I can have them on my computer or on a USB stick, USB drive.
Okay, so I guess I would have to find somebody who knows how to do this stuff to talk to about it. All right. I guess I will call back. This offer is good until the end of this month, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have time, definitely. And I know it's a lot to think about, but I do know that we also are trying to provide an option to those who have only had to deal with Spectrum as
I
their
know, that's a
only
real problem,
provider.
It's a
So
monopoly, and you couldn't really get around it. So,
absolutely, so
I have
that's why
people
we are
that
here.
I have people that have friends who have gotten rid of their landlines, and they only have their cell now. For senior citizens, that's a real problem because I cannot get my friends anymore. I have to actually send them an email because they're not listening for anything to happen. So that's a problem. And
Aww.
then the only thing that they're going with at this point is Spectrum Internet. So, they could easily change. I don't think that they have any that their email is through there, but that's just a concern.
Oh,
So,
absolutely.
okay, so I will check with Spectrum and then I'll have to call back because I wanted the details before I start saying yes, I'll do that.
Absolutely, and it's always good to be well informed before making a decision. Absolutely. We just
Because
want
when you
what's
look at
best for, you know, our customers, our clients, and we also want to provide that option to those who, you know, previously only had that monopoly, as you stated.
Because when you look on here and it says phone service can be added, and there's no way to find out, well, what is it? You know, you click on it and it says, oh, you've selected this plan. I'm clicking on the little phone there, phone service can be added. It says, this plan is selected. It doesn't say how much the phone is.
Oh, okay. I will definitely make them aware of that. I will definitely put that in the notes, that they need to update that because, of course, we want to be as transparent as possible. That's kind of what we are. Our prices are that exactly every month. We include all of our taxes in the price. We don't have any additional fees. We don't have any contracts, so it's you can call us and cancel if you feel that it's not right at any time. We like to be as transparent as possible. And we like to be able to be, you know, a secondary option to, you know, kind of create that little bit of competition, so to
And when
speak.
it says
Let people have a
services,
choice.
where it comes to streaming, what do you mean by that, streaming?
So streaming, like for example, if you have the Fire Stick or the or like a smart TV, and you have like the Netflix app, the Hulu app, the whichever app that you want to be watching movies on, if you have those subscriptions with those companies, you have fast, no buffer, service to be able to stream those movies. So streaming is when you're watching through the internet. So instead of
Okay,
having a cable box.
I probably would have Amazon Prime or something like that.
Yeah,
I
so.
don't, but I don't subscribe to anything else.
Okay, no worries. Have you ever seen where like you've had a movie or a TV show on Amazon Prime and it just kind of pauses because it still has to load?
No, I haven't really noticed that, you know, but
Okay. Well,
that's just
that's
something that
why
I've
we're
heard.
just saying buffer free, like fantastic
Okay,
streaming
buff. Okay,
experience.
I understand. Okay, all right. So I am going to have to check with Spectrum for a couple of questions that I have there before I make a decision. But I really would like to get away from Spectrum.
Yeah, and I completely understand because I've heard quite the stories with experiences, and we want to be able to provide a more human experience. We want to be able to be as transparent as possible so that you know what you're paying for, and we want to provide the higher technology, the faster technology even, because fiber is data. So you know how you get your internet through the cable company, and that's usually a
Right.
coaxial cable.
Right. It's, that's exactly what it is. Yep.
We emit it through light pulses, so it's faster than going through those wired cables.
Okay. I know that the Verizon has a fiber optic service, but it's not available in our area.
Correct. Yes. So that's why
Yeah.
we're focused primarily on the fiber services is because of the fact that, you know, fiber is not available everywhere, and we want to be able to provide that.
Okay. Okay, so if I decided to do this and I said, okay, I want to sign up, your company would come into my home, right?
Yes.
And set up everything. So I wouldn't
Absolutely.
take anything down until I made the decision and they come into the house, then I would disconnect everything.
Correct. Yes. So what we would do is we would recommend that you not call Spectrum until after the services for us are fully installed and you're fully connected, because we want to keep you connected as long and as quickly and painlessly as possible.
And if I call, do I ask them about if I keep my internet? Can I keep my internet address? You know, my.
Your
Can I
email.
keep my email address if I decided to, you know, not stay with them?
Yes, so you would essentially ask them that, and then they would give you the answer as to what would the
I
next step
suppose,
be.
yeah.
Yeah, because
Okay.
once you have the answer of yes or no, at least you can make a more informed decision at that point of,
But
okay,
you think if
either.
people are jumping off of Spectrum and they're going to go to your company, that they would say, something's happening here. Maybe we ought to offer them better deals. But they don't. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and also I'm not sure if they're like really local as far as that goes. I just know that we're locally based. We're headquartered here in Kingston, and we want
But
to be
you're
able
also
to.
out of Stuart, Florida, right?
Yeah, so we do
Florida
have a
office.
small office. It's a small Florida office down there. But our main focus is up here in the Hudson Valley.
Okay. Okay, so I looked on there. It says Florida office. Ocean Boulevard in Stuart, Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we have an office there, but our primary focus and our headquarters are here in Kingston.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for your help
Oh, of
today.
course.
And now I know what I have to do before I call you back.
Absolutely. And we're here. We're available anytime. That's why we have our phone number is 855 Archtop. And you can reach us anytime to go ahead and get started with the setup if you decide to move forward.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. And thank you so much
Okay.
for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and
You
hope to hear
too.
from you
Bye-bye.
soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.